My guests saw healings, but after God made a course adjustment in his life, he now sees major miracles. I mean, over 80% are getting healed. And he wants to help you make that same course adjustment. Isn't it time? Next, on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Brian Adams, was on a 40-day fast, and he heard from God. As a result of what he heard, he made a course redirection. And as a result of this, he has opened up his hearing from God, his ability to pray for the sick, and so many other realms. You wouldn't think a one little revelation would do this. I mean, he used to pray for the sick, and he would have maybe 30% healed. Now he has over 80% healed. But it's not just for healing. It's for everything. And I have never seen someone take a short revelation from God and expand it to every arena of life. Brian, what did God speak to you that changed your life forever?
Well, I was finishing up a fast and I was in prayer one day, Sid, and the Spirit of God spoke to me, so gentle and just so quiet. But he said, "Faith moves me, son, but forgiveness releases my power." And that's what we're looking for the power of God, because we as humans are powerless apart from him. So as he releases his power, I begin to experiment in the prayer lines and trying to continue to ask God, "Show me more, Father. Show me more about what you want me to do." And as he began to show me that faith releases his power, he took me to some scriptures that talked about where people refuse to forgive, they would have tormenting spirits released against them. And then I knew a scripture came to me, and I heard this in my spirit, that fear has torment. And all of a sudden I started thinking, fear, now that's phobias, that's anxiety attacks, different things that a lot of times doctors can't heal. And these were tormentings. I began to put the asking the people to pray and release people, forgive them, and just make a conscious decision prayer is actually what I call it. They would pray these prayers. We would see them get free from anxiety, from phobias, from fibromyalgia, just different things from mental to physical to even soulish. It was awesome.
Speaking of phobias, severe phobias, tell me about this woman that had this severe phobia that was confined to her house.
Said, that was awesome to see God do that. What happened was this lady had been married. Her husband was an abuser. And I mean, not just small stuff, but he would rape her, would beat her, keep her locked up inside the house and alienate her from her family. And there's so much of that going on. And so she began to hate him, of course, like probably anybody would. And when she started hating, have this unforgiveness, the tormenting spirits of insanity and depression and all this came upon her. Well, he eventually left by the law making him leave. She lost her job. She lost her driver's license, started having seizures, all these different problems. She would not leave the house, Sid. I mean, it had been 2 years she had not even left her house. The only time she did was when her mother or sister would come to take her to the doctor quarterly. She'd shut her eyes as tight as she could. They'd put her in the car, leaving her eyes closed. They'd take her. She'd get inside. The doctor would shut the door. She would then open them. And so this doctor that was treating her was a believer. He said, "I believe that you can do her more good than what I'm doing her." Gave me her phone number, and I called and went to visit her.
Okay, so Brian took this revelation and went to visit her. Let's take a look at what happened.
Hello?
Hey,
Pastor Brian.
Hey, Dr. Dave.
Listen, I have this patient.
She hasn't been out of her house for almost 2 years. She's been in and out of mental institutions about 6 times, and well, her husband, he beat her, he raped her, and he abused her.
I'm thinking that you can help her more than I can.
Please, help yourself.
Thank you. Wow, these are really good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Did you make them yourself?
No, my sister.
Thank you.
I used to bake. I used to do a lot of things.
Well, but can you tell us a little bit of what's been going on?
I don't really know where to start.
Well, we're here to help, not judge. So where did it begin?
Well, he seemed like a really great guy, you know. He swept me off my feet. He was always there with roses, and I was in the emergency room maybe 10 times last year. My panic would get so bad that I wouldn't leave the house for days, and then weeks, and then months. I couldn't. I can't do anything.
You know what? As bad as it is, wants you to forgive. I know it's not easy, and real forgiveness never is, but this is the beginning of your healing.
Please. Help me.
I call this the conscious decision prayer. And I want you to declare this out loud after me. I trust in Jesus the Messiah.
I trust in Jesus the Messiah.
I choose to forgive my husband for beating me.
I choose to forgive my husband.
I choose to forgive my husband.
No more right
for putting
me
in the hospital.
And I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Faith moves God, but forgiveness releases his power. We are taught in 1 John 4:18 that in love there is no fear. Torment does not exist, but God's complete and perfect love expels every trace of terror.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Call now and receive this life-changing four-part audio CD teaching series by Brian Adams, The Power of Forgiveness. Yours for a donation of $28. Shipping and handling is included.
I am so amazed of the power that is released when people learn how to forgive.
Through this powerful, easy-to-understand four-part audio CD teaching, Brian Adams, through examples and scripture, teaches you how forgiveness allows you to see others through the eyes of Jesus, releases the power of God in your life, repels rejection, offenses, and demonic oppression, results in receiving your long-awaited healing, removes shame, guilt, and condemnation, unlocks the door to intimacy with God and with others.
Faith moves God, but forgiveness releases his power.
The anointing is so powerful on these four CDs that not only will you walk in the power of God, but everyone you contact.
At the end of each CD, Brian prays with you to receive your breakthrough and your impartation. Don't miss out on getting this life-changing four-part audio CD teaching by Brian Adams, The Power of Forgiveness. Yours for a donation of $28. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1349. Call now or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 1349 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Brian Adams. Brian heard one sentence from God. It changed his life and everyone he's connected with forever. And God has been expanding this word and expanding it that has made such a dramatic change in his life. What change has it made in your life, Brian?
In my life personally, Sid, I remember the scripture as when God gave me this revelation, faith moves God, but forgiveness releases his power. One of the scriptures that always stay in my heart is, you must first have brought your own self to obedience before you can bring others. So I knew that before I could teach or preach this revelation, that God wanted me to walk it out myself. So when I would get in my private time, my prayer time, and I would just want to go spend time alone with God and talk to him, I began to say, Holy Spirit, please show me where I have some unforgiveness. And remarkably enough, he began to bring to my remembrance two or three at a time, and I would begin to release these people. Some of them said, I even had to go back and communicate with them and repent, say I'm sorry, and get these issues. And as I did, I started noticing I could hear from God better. The power of God would begin to flow through me, just preaching, everything. I'd always learned that Christ had died for us and that the healing power of God was available for us. So I started saying, I don't think God wants me to get sick, get healed, sick, get healed. He wants me to walk in divine health. So using the word and quoting the scripture, I just began to do this. But now it was a fight and a battle. But once I got this revelation, it's just like almost like you become like Teflon, where sickness is repelled and it can't stick to you, because now you're walking one with the Father in heaven. Because when he looked down on the planet and he saw it was a mess after Adam sinned, he said, how am I going to fix this? He said, I'm going to release forgiveness, which begins to take care of the problem that was here on the planet.
But it's not just sickness.
No.
It's every arena.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about the person that had polio.
This was just recently. I was preaching down in Texas, and God had me teaching on the message of the power of forgiveness, forgiving from the cross, different assets of the revelation he showed me. The prayer line, the people just came flooding up because, Sid, so many people have this bitterness and unforgiveness in their hearts where they've been done wrong. And as the people came up, I noticed one boy, he had on metal braces on his arms and with the canes. He would drag his legs. He could not even pick them up. When I got to him in the prayer line, I said, son, what is it that you want from God? He said, sir, I've got cerebral palsy. And he says, it's too much for me to bear. I'm just a teenager. And he collapsed in my arms, weeping and crying. And I said, pray this prayer with me. And he had unforgiveness toward God. And he was mad, mad at God, mad at his parents. Because he said, you guys brought me into this earth, and this is what life has given me. When I said, you have to forgive him, it'll begin your healing. He said, okay. He prayed with me, Sid, forgave God, forgave his parents and anybody else. And when I prayed for him, the power of God came on him. It was released. He went down under the power, was laying there weeping and crying, prayed for a few more people, came back, and we got him up and began to walk. Remember, he had to drag his leg. Now he's lifting his knees, and God's Holy Spirit was flowing through him, and he ended up walking all by himself. At the end of the service, he brought up an offering saying, I want to bless God and thank him for restoring my life.
But you know what? Brian is seeing amazing creative miracles. For instance, tell me about the person that had his whole ear removed, inner ear removed.
Oh, yes. We were having what was called a citywide church meeting. Three or four churches had come together. We began preaching the services. The word was going forth. Worship was done. We called for the prayer line. A gentleman came up in the prayer line, said, and when I saw him, you know, you can tell when someone is excited. And I'm like, this guy's got faith for whatever it is. He was kind of dumping around and excited. And as I went to him, I said, what can I do for you, sir? He says, God spoke to me, Pastor Brian. He's going to heal me today. Well, what's the problem? He said, 12 years ago, I got an infection in my ear. He said, it became so bad, they surgically removed the anvil, the stirrup, the eardrum, took everything, removed it. They actually took some fat from his side and put it inside there. He had nothing to hear with, and he was totally deaf. He said, I believe. And so I said, well, according to your faith, and I put my finger in his ear and prayed for him. Nothing happened. I said, well, at first you don't succeed. Try again. I put my finger in there again and said, nothing happened. I was beginning to sweat now. The line was getting longer for more people. I prayed one more time. Nothing happened. I said, I'm going to have to go to these other people. And I said, you stand there and worship God. You've got the word. Now believe. As I started to go off, a couple other people got healed. The Holy Spirit spoke to me, Sid, and says, he has unforgiveness. I went back to him. I said, sir, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me and said, you have unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart. Now, immediately when God's presence was there to bring to his remembrance, he fell on his knees, began saying, I hate my old pastor. He hurt me. He belittled me. And he began to weep. And I said, I took his hands. I said, come on. Let's forgive and release him. And when I did, you could just see his countenance change. I said, let's do it again. I put my finger in his ear and prayed for him. Said, instantly, God did a recreative miracle, and he hears to this day.
Now, what explanation are you going to give? His whole inner ear was removed, and now he can hear normal. God is so wonderful. But Brian mentioned something. He talked about a man that had to forgive God. Why would someone have to forgive God? Because you have judged harshly. You have judged on limited knowledge. If you had full knowledge, you would not judge against God. And people have to forgive themselves, and people have to forgive others. And when the Holy Spirit reminds you of things of the past, layer after layer after layer will come off of you. There is such a presence of God on this revelation as Brian shares. I'm going to have him teach a little when he comes back. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
One new man, the convergence of Jews and Gentiles, the two becoming one new man in Yeshua. When Jews and Christians become one new man in Messiah Jesus, we will experience a move of God such as the world has never seen. If you want to experience an explosive outpouring of God's Spirit, God's love, God's power, then log on to www.sidroth.org to learn more about the one new man.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Brian Adams. And Brian, I know most people, when they're offended, they rehearse it over and over in their mind, and they can't even help themselves. What are they doing as they're rehearsing this?
Well, what you're doing is repetition. You are just repeating, or like he's using the word rehearsing, what you're doing is you're building a stronghold. But it's not a godly stronghold. And what God has required us to do is to pull every thought captive into the obedience of Christ Jesus. Meaning, he wants it to be according to the word. Our thoughts become his thoughts. And what they do, Sid, is it's almost because of a type of pride in us sometimes saying, how dare someone do that to me? But you know what I've seen? I've seen that what we've got to do is pull these thoughts captive, make the decision, it is God's will. Now, all through the Bible, this is what we hear. Jesus, when he said, when you stand praying, if you have aught against anybody, forgive. It'll hinder your prayer life. It'll keep you from hearing or receiving from God. He even says, when you're bringing an offering, if you know there's somebody, now, not only you against them, but someone has something against you, stop and go to them. So we're talking your prayer life, your financial life. Now we see when they tore the roof off of the ceiling for a man to get into a meeting that was sold out, so to speak, they lowered him down there. He said, your sins be forgiven you. Now, all the people that were there says, who is this guy think he is? Who's Jesus? Only God can forgive sins. But what we learn here is the same Spirit that heals, it's the same Spirit that forgives. And if you cannot be forgiven if you don't forgive, then said you can't be healed. It becomes like a soul block. It's what the devil wants.
But wait a second. We are emotional beings. Oh, and yes. If I'm walking in the grocery store and I see someone yes. in the next line that has talked against me, and I don't like him too much, I'm going to walk the other way.
Yes.
What do I do? Walk up to him?
Well, I tell you what, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. What he's actually done is stole that relationship from that fellow believer.
Right.
And so what I've learned to do is to say, I make a decision to forgive these people, and I'm going to take this friendship back. I'm going to go walking right up to him. Hi, it's so good to see you.
All right, but what if I do that and I still churn a little on the inside?
You probably will, because I have many times. Yet.
Okay, I'm normal.
Yes, normal. Yes, you are.
That's a normal reaction. But just like you rehearse the negative, just like you rehearse being hurt, God wants you to rehearse forgiving. See, it might take a numerous times. Rather, I always says repetition is the mother of success. At first you don't succeed, try again. I pray and say, I make a conscious decision to forgive every person that's ever hurt me. Now, when I see him, Sid, if it comes right back up and that knot's there, I say, devil, you're a liar. I made a decision to forgive them. You're not coming back to steal that. And when he tries to remind you of what happened in the past, just stir him up and remind him of his future, which isn't too good.
Brian, you teach, and it's so marvelous, about forgiveness from the cross.
Oh,
would you teach on that?
Yes, because just like we were talking just a second ago, we rehearse and we think about it. Someone does us wrong. We retreat to our cave almost like Elijah did when Jezebel sent some words against him. Well, what we need to do is we learn when Christ was actually on the cross, Sid. Here's what he did. While they pulled out his beard, they beat him at the whipping post. Now they're mocking him. They've nailed his hands and his feet. All this is going on. They're screaming. They're rejecting him. The whole world that he'd come for was rejecting him. He didn't wait till later, but here's what he did. He said, right while it's happening, right while it's there, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. Now there's a key right there, Sid. They know not what they're doing. The humans become a puppet. The devil's the puppet master. That's why Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And that makes it so much easier to make that decision to forgive that these people have been deceived. Because if they knew who you really was, they would never do you wrong. You're their eternal relative in the kingdom of God.
Well, not only that. If they do something to me, they're doing something to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Have you realized that when you do something negative to another person and that person knows the Messiah, you're doing something negative? But what about if something horrible happens, like someone has been raped by their father? How can they forgive him?
Well, one of the things that the Spirit of God has spoke to me about, Sid, is he said, just take what that person's done, and just picture them coming to Jesus and saying, Jesus, I repent of my sins. Will you forgive me? Now, I know that if you go with a repentant heart, he's going to forgive you. Now, you say, well, they haven't repented. They haven't asked me. Well, here's what happens. You need to, at this time, do it for the sake of Jesus. That he didn't be at the whipping post in vain. You make this decision because you're protecting yourself. It's almost like once you have the armor on, part of the armor on is forgiving. They said, they will know we are believers by our love. And part of the fruit of love is forgiveness. How are they ever going to know that we're for real, Sid?
Okay, you say that anyone can make a free will, conscious decision to forgive and receive their healing.
That is true.
Lead people in a prayer right now for that.
Jesus, he laid down his life and he died for you. And this is what he wants you to do. He came and he taught Peter. He taught the disciples. He said, I not only want to forgive you, but I want you to begin to network with heaven. I want you to become a distributor of the power of forgiveness. And we block things and we hide them in our unconscious. That's why I call this prayer. I'm getting ready to ask you to pray. The conscious decision prayer. Counting at a cost. Now, please remember this right here. I am not saying by you praying this prayer that you are making a statement they're not guilty. What they did to you is despicable, and it was wrong. I agree with you. But we're going to step up into the supernatural realm, the God realm, becoming children of the Most High God. He's a forgiver, and we should be too. So I want to help you right now pray this prayer. Just repeat after me. I'm here to help you. I know you can't do it by yourself, but with us, we're two or more gathered together. Sid's right here. There Jesus is. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I make a conscious decision to forgive every person that's ever hurt me, that's ever done me wrong, that's ever lied against me, that's ever hurt one of my family members. God, if I feel you let me down, I even release and forgive you. I forgive myself for wrong decisions. I release the past and I let it go. I make a decision right now to receive forgiveness from having unforgiveness. I want to be walking close with you again, God. I receive restoration and I receive the power from heaven that's released when forgiveness is granted. Father, I thank you that you're touching people, and every mental tormenting spirit, every physical pain and every problem must leave now. From fibromyalgia to bursitis and arthritis, mental stress, anxiety, all phobias and fears, your power is broken now in the name of Jesus. These people have now been restored back to the Father. I'm proud of you. It's one of the greatest decisions since accepting Jesus that you've made.
And one of the things I have found is there has to be a little faith in this transaction.
Yes.
That means if you have a pain in your back, get up and bend over. If you have a pain in your neck, start moving your head like this. Pain in your fingers, start moving your fingers like that. Pain in your hip, stand up and jump. This is a moment of a release of the presence, the river,
Father,
of the healing, anointing of God. I speak peace into your spirit, peace that passes human understanding, that sickness cannot rear its ugly head, in Jesus' name.
Call now and receive this life-changing four-part audio CD teaching series by Brian Adams, The Power of Forgiveness. Yours for a donation of $28. Shipping and handling is included.
I am so amazed of the power that is released when people learn how to forgive.
Through this powerful, easy-to-understand four-part audio CD teaching, Brian Adams, through examples and scripture, teaches you how forgiveness allows you to see others through the eyes of Jesus, releases the power of God in your life, repels rejection, offenses, and demonic oppression, results in receiving your long-awaited healing, removes shame, guilt, and condemnation, unlocks the door to intimacy with God and with others.
Faith moves God, but forgiveness releases His power.
The anointing is so powerful on these four CDs that not only will you walk in the power of God, but everyone you contact.
At the end of each CD, Brian prays with you to receive your breakthrough and your impartation. Don't miss out on getting this life-changing four-part audio CD teaching by Brian Adams, The Power of Forgiveness. Yours for a donation of $28. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1349. Call now, or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 1349 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, Bill Weiss was chosen by God to spend 23 minutes in hell as a non-believer and report to the world of its reality. He also was told about when Jesus would return.